Before Ray Burton became an executive counselor in 1977, he was a school teacher and principal. And Burton brought a small-town school principal's pragmatism to the tens of thousands of votes he cast on state contracts and judicial and executive branch appointments. During high-profile confirmation hearings, Burton was fond of saying he saw the council's role as that of the board of directors of state government. But get Burton away from the council chambers and north of Concord, and he tended to talk about his job as if he were as much pastor as politician.
I'm always going to be there and available for people who are in their time of need. When someone calls and they have a problem, I want to be there in their dark hour, and I want to be there in their bright hour, and when they have their celebrating hour, too.
And for decades, that was the Ray Burton approach. It kept him very busy. Here he is in 2005 talking up a typical schedule.
We got Bath Fireman's Supper tomorrow night. I'm spending all day Friday with Commissioner Stevens. You should come up and cover that. We're going to be visiting the Dream Team in North Conway. Very interesting group of people. Then Saturday, Sandwich Fair. I'm going to have my 57 DeSoto in the parade. I got things to do.
All that showing up, along with his attention to detail, made Burton a coveted ally for anybody who wanted to get things done in the North Country. Presidential hopefuls came calling, so would people looking to get a business off the ground or finagle a placement in a county nursing home. Burton gave all an audience, but tended to soft-pedal the power he had to fix things in his district or in Concord.
I'm just a chore boy on the side, you know, I'm just a country boy way up north.
Yet Burton's ability to get things done, or at least seem as if he was always giving it his best, won him loyalty from voters that any politician would envy. And that came in handy during a brief hiccup in Ray Burton's career. In 2005, then-Governor John Lynch and the entire congressional delegation demanded Burton resign after it was reported he knowingly employed a sex offender as a driver and campaign aide.
There's been a very, very serious breach of public trust about a very, very grave matter. And I don't believe that he can continue to function effectively as counselor, given what's gone on.
Burton acknowledged he'd made a mistake, but said he'd let his constituents decide if he'd keep his job. They did, returning him to Concord in a landslide. And soon enough, the same politicians who said Burton needed to go were once again singing his praises. Some of them were even there to honor Burton at his final public appearance, a dedication of a new scenic overlook just over a week ago. At that event, Burton joked he was holding court for the last time, and when he spoke, he said he had no regrets, but he also said what many politicians say, and too few really mean, that it wasn't ever really about them.
I really have loved being in public office and public life, and the bottom line is, it's for public service to the people of New Hampshire. Thank you.
Governor Maggie Hassan has ordered flags to half-staff across the state. A black ribbon adorns Ray Burton's council chair in Concord. His successor will be chosen via special election, likely in March. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.